This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. This story is part of our episode, Vice Control. All right, it's confession time. I was a very heavy smoker for many years. I started when I was 14 years old, and I knew smoking was bad for me. That did not deter me at all. But I do have to say, if cigarettes had cost then what they cost now, I don't think I would have been able to afford my habit. Putting heavy taxes on cigarettes is just one tool in the fight against smoking, but this year the World Health Organization concluded that it's one of the most effective ones. But there are certain communities where cheap cigarettes are still easy to get. Jessica Korkunis grew up in western New York, not far from a Seneca Nation reservation.
When I was a kid, I spent a lot of time with my friend Erin Horton. I haven't seen her or her mom in almost 12 years. But when I went home to report this story, I met up with them.
I told you she was coming.
Look at her. She should have roller skates on, don't you think?
I thought she would have grown by now.
Erin lives 30 miles south of Buffalo with her husband and two kids, about a 10-minute drive from the Cattaraugus Indian Reservation, which belongs to the Seneca tribe. Here's where I should mention that when we were teenagers, back in the early 90s, we thought smoking was cool. We also thought going to the res, as we called it, was cool. It was somewhere we wouldn't get carded, where smokes and gas were cheap. Erin came along with me to check out some of the gas stations and smoke shops we used to go to, and on the ride over, we tried to remember what cigarettes on the reservation used to cost.
A pack was maybe, what, like $2?
A dollar or two, yeah.
I remember buying, like, American Spirits and thinking they were, like,
healthy. Cigarettes. It said additive-free, but I thought it said addictive-free, and I was like, oh, yes!
The hill on the left, and pretty much after you crest the hill, I think we're on the res.
Our first stop was Wolf Run. This place reminds you of a highway truck stop with kitschy trinkets, snacks, gas, and of course, cigarettes, cigars, and chewing tobacco. It looks about the same as it did when I was 17, but with one difference. They no longer carry national brand cigarettes like Camels or Marlboros. Now the stock is all Indian-produced cigarettes.
Hi. What kind of cigarettes do you guys have?
We've got the Sands. These are $3. And then we got these King Mountains here, they're menthols, they taste exactly like a Newport. The Senecas, those are $2.75 and they're not bad, they're actually made on this res.
We picked out one pack of 31 Blues and one premium Senecas.
$5 even.
Okay, so $5 for two packs.
They're premium.
Premium's $2.75.
Back in the car, Erin and I took a closer look at the cigarettes we just bought. Two packs cost $5. If we'd bought a pack of Camels just outside the reservation, it would cost us $10.31. Why such a big difference? Taxes. There are more than 500 tribes across the country. Each is a sovereign nation, so they set their own rules. For example, the New York State cigarette tax is $4.35 per pack. But smoke shops on Seneca reservations don't add on that extra tax, which keeps prices lower. Our next stop was a smaller gas station called Crossroads, where we met attendant Marianne. She was just sitting down for a smoke break.
Oh, that's a good cigarette. Neck comes from smoking a cigarette. I am smoking a cigarette and relaxing. I'm waiting for a customer so I can go pump gas.
How long have you smoked?
Oh, since I was 11.
How old are you now?
I am in my late 50s.
That's more than four decades of smoking. There's a lot of variation across the country, but as a group, American Indians and Alaska Natives have the highest cigarette smoking rates compared to other racial and ethnic groups in the U.S. That's according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. I wanted to ask Seneca Nation officials about the low tobacco prices and the health costs of smoking among tribe members, but they declined my request for an interview. So I reached out to Christine Rhodes, who leads the American Indian Cancer Foundation. She didn't have information about Seneca Nation policies, but she did say,
"It's not the case that there are cheaper cigarettes in all tribal communities."
The Cancer Foundation is working on control policies around the nation, but tobacco sales are big money for some tribes, and she says readiness to change is different from community to community.
We know that price matters both for young people who are thinking about starting smoking, as well as for people who are addicted to nicotine and want to quit smoking. If cigarettes are cheap, there's less of an incentive to quit.
There is a movement that Christine and others think might decrease rates of smoking. The plan is to help people give up unhealthy habits while holding on to native traditions, and that includes using sacred traditional tobacco. Traditional tobacco is grown and prepared without chemicals, different from the commercial tobacco used in mass-market cigarettes. Native rituals vary. Sometimes tobacco is placed near rocks or worn in a pouch on the body.
My children and I, we will offer our tobacco to Mother Earth, like to the tree or the water, to, you know, be thankful for a new day. Some tribal communities also use tobacco for weddings.
That's Coco Villaluz. She's a community educator for the nonprofit organization Clearway Minnesota, and she says traditional tobacco is offered as a sign of respect. It's often used without burning the plant. Other times it is smoked in a pipe to carry prayers to the creator.
Historically, that is, you know, done through ceremonies.
Coco says the education strategy urges people to reject commercial tobacco and to stop using it for ceremonies and prayers. Her organization also offers people help to quit smoking and advocates for smoke-free areas on Indian lands.
We all want the same mission as everybody else who's working on tobacco, whether it's in tribal communities or non-tribal communities. We want our people to be healthy. We don't want to see any more of our loved ones suffering from commercial tobacco-related illnesses.
Jessica Corcunis reported the story.